Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today and tomorrow, we are going to examine broadly the spirit of the New Testament.
Now,
in speaking about the spirit of the New Testament, I'll be compelled to compare spiritual things to spiritual, like the Old Testament to the New Testament. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit leads us to compare spiritual things to spiritual. So I'll be comparing the letter of the Bible to the spirit of the Bible. I'll be comparing religion to the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are always two things in the center of our lives, of our spiritual life. It's either the tree of life or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, in doing the spiritual comparisons, I'll be compelled along the line to kill some sacred cows. But it is the word of God, and we have to salute God's word no matter how it comes to us. So you read our text from the book of John chapter 14 verse 17. The Bible says, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. Neither knoweth him but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. It shall be in you. Tell the person sitting by you that the Holy Spirit shall be in you. In looking at the spirit of the New Testament, we have to understand the way that the Holy Spirit has been relating with humanity from the beginning. There are two major ways that the Spirit of God has related to mankind. First of all, he has been upon man, and then, as we read, within man. Actually, the first introduction of the Holy Spirit to human beings was the Holy Spirit moving upon. If you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, the Holy Spirit is introduced in the Old Testament as a spirit that comes upon.
Now,
if you read on in Genesis chapter 2, you'll get to see that the Holy Spirit who was upon was breathed into the nostrils of men, so that the Holy Spirit came to stay within man.
But
what happened in the Old Testament, as we know the story in Genesis chapter 3, man lost out on the Spirit of God. The Spirit of life left man, because when man sinned, God said that man was going to die. In other words, man was going to lose the Spirit of God, the Spirit of life left man, so man died.
Na da me yenyim Genesis mo si no abra nyipa hwa ase no oyin ya menusunsum no ofi nyipa no mo sande nyipa wi.
But all throughout the Old Testament you get to see that although the Spirit of God was no more inside of man, living within man, the Spirit of God often came upon the people.
Na dem niya kanka no sa ni abre na nyipa no sunsun na onse nyipa no mu abre nyipa fome na sunsun no fi nyipa no mu no na sunsun kwankwa no ata nyipa no do.
So the Spirit of God came upon Moses and he performed a lot of miracles. 10 plagues, the Bible tells us, 10 mighty miracles that Moses performed.
Na osana da menti nya menu sunsun ne ba Moses no do na omo ye senchenza kasaka si ahudu wo Egypt mem.
The Holy Spirit upon Moses enabled Moses to part a river, the Red Sea, into two.
Na oye sunsun kwankron na owo Moses no do nti obo na ma oye epo kesi Red Sea openu ma ebien.
The Holy Spirit was also upon Joshua when Joshua lifted his hand and then he stilled the sun for almost one day, like 3/4 of a day.
Na sunsun kwankron na asan so wo Joshua no do wa bre Joshua timubue na no keche ewia do onjina ho wo eda kra ewia jina ho a wan kotoda.
When Joshua parted the river Jordan into two, it was because the Holy Spirit was upon him.
Abraham Joshua so otumo ma Jordan isu no ocheme bien no otumo ye de manze o sande na sunsun kwankro no owo no do.
And there came the man of power Elijah.
Na da man Elijah so be imbi.
Because the Holy Spirit was upon Elijah, Elijah called fire down and the fire came to burn the sacrifice and burn the altar, the stones and bent and lick up the water that was around the sacrifice.
The man and yamene sunsun kwankro na owo Elijah no do no so obo Elijah ma oye afara Baal abosun no kwofo no wahyehye no ofre jefi soro me ija ne bebe show afare no o show impo mbebe na owo mu no na insu we twa afa no wahyehye ni nara o show no kra.
The Spirit of God was upon Elisha when Elisha started to raise up people from the dead.
Na yamene sunsun suno owo Elisha no do wa bra Elisha shase do onye no kwofo.
When Elisha healed Naaman, it was because the Spirit of God was upon Elisha.
Abra Elisha osa Naaman kwata na yaraba no otumi yei osa na na yamenu sunsun kwankro no owo no do.
So you can see all throughout the Old Testament that the Spirit of God came upon people for mighty works to be done, for them to serve God.
Na yetumu wapam dada onu mde nyamenu sunsun kwankro ne ba nkrofu nyina wo do na wotume yen sanchez akasa akase de je nyimpa.
But you will understand from the last chapter of the book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, that in spite of the Spirit of the Lord being upon mankind and leading mankind to do powerful things and to serve God, yet God was not satisfied with the Spirit of God being upon mankind.
Na yebaka nkano wa Malachi ya yehude. O wamide yankopan mani sunsun kwankwa no oja nonkrofo. Mo woyen jume jume pi. Na yemonsi yakinka Malachi ya yehude. Nyamine ne nyuwa njen kote de. Obo ma sunsumu no watine nyipanodo.
In other words, he was not satisfied with the Holy Spirit just leading people to perform signs and wonders.
Na yemono ma acha yende. Na yamine nyuwa njen wode. Abribia ama sunsun kwankwa.
So God decided that he was going to do really the thing that he wanted, as he did in the book of Genesis chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit upon hovering upon the face of the waters had to be breathed into mankind. God decided that I am not satisfied with the signs and wonders. I am not satisfied with my Spirit being upon mankind. I want my Spirit to be within mankind.
Enti damana me yakopon ye anye de on pere sunsun no abatsan yipa no do nkoten na emom wo Genesis ni tre bie no mo ye no ohu me kun yipa no mu no sunsun no abatsan yipa no do na emom oba yipa no mu be ye nsenchenze.
That is why in our text Jesus Christ said that the Holy Spirit is with you, but the ultimate, what I really want,
It's not the Holy Spirit upon you or the Holy Spirit with you. I want the Holy Spirit to be within you. He said that he dwells with you, but he shall be within you.
Na dem ma John homa na yakan kane no na yankopon na mo apanye de no sunsun kwankro no onye do nyimpa betena na emmom obetena nyimpa no mu ankasa.
So the greatest feature of the New Testament is that the Holy Spirit is not upon us for signs and wonders, so to speak. The Holy Spirit more so must be within us.
Into say I can cana, number Bible on a china, young coupon of my pian there. Soon, soon, quan crono, Uncle Catayado, and Aunt Nayado, name mom, Nipiana, soon, soon, quan crono, or Batsina Yem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people are masters of the Holy Spirit upon.
Now, even why we are part of soon, quan crono, our wardo.
But if it satisfied God, for the Holy Spirit to be upon us, for us to work signs and wonders only, he will not have brought him within us.
You
must know that in the Old Testament, God worked from the outside in, and in the New Testament, God works from inside out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now we are living in the New Testament, where God wants us to be masters, first of all, of the Holy Spirit within us, before the Holy Spirit upon us.
Into yawa apan fufru numa yankopon anka pede sunsun kwankrano obetena ya donkotena mmom yebo wiede sunsun kwankrano otena ye mu no yezibezi juma sonko.
To have the Holy Spirit upon you only is to live in the Old Testament. When you have the Holy Spirit upon you only, it is living in the Old Testament. The New Testament is about the Holy Spirit living within you. And out of it, he comes upon you.
Na se ewa pamde donuma ochade sunsun kwankrano wodon kwoten na otena onyiwu mu na emmom ye wa pam fufuri mu na ye yakopon ohwehwen de sunsun kwankrano obetena ye mu na otena ye mu wa abeye do na ozine ju onyine ziz juma sronkokra.
So I want you to understand the spirit of the New Testament era in which we live.
Into me pade et sunsun na ase wa embra ye wo mi.
To be a New Testament saint, not an Old Testament saint, we must know what is in it, what is in the Holy Spirit living within us, what is in it for us.
Na se ebe ye Christo fu ma power pam fufuri ye ye wo mi a ode ye wo sunsun konkro no bo bi o meso ate na meso oye ni njuma fa wo ye nu.
If you have followed me so far, you would have understood that the results of the Holy Spirit being within us is not as glamorous, it's not as spectacular as the Holy Spirit upon us. So people downplay the Holy Spirit within us. Because the results of the Holy Spirit within you is not that spectacular. Signs and wonders for people to see that you are there. Now we like people to know that we are also there. We shout the loudest. We enter into areas we must not enter, because you must prove that me too, I am anointed. There are more people going out for the Holy Spirit upon them than thinking about and mastering the work of the Holy Spirit within them, which is really the main thing God wants to accomplish in our lives as New Testament saints.
Na deye apam fufuru no mu Christofu yi ma yankopon opyan de sunsun kwankran no otse yenumu na mmom yezi be ye adwuma na sunsun kwankran so atuma enyo bia eyo sheshe Ome nye sheshe. Ne mom, se susun kwa kwa nu wawoda, wana wawo wadono. E wana waye demu waye nsencheze, waye nzema kasa kasa, obinye bida. Ne mom, menye kwa pwana penyide, susun no, obet na wumu, enye wupu de susun kwa kwa nu wumu, sande, o wumu no ozi jume bi shronko, na ozi nsasa ozeba.
God is not moved by the Holy Spirit upon you. More than the Holy Spirit within you. He is not excited about signs and wonders than the work of the Holy Spirit within you.
So
he has put out a word of caution that you can do all of those miracles and he can tell you that I never knew you. I used you, but I never knew you. I don't like the word, Lord, use me. I don't remember when I prayed, the last time I prayed that, Lord, use me. Because that thing is something else.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Yeah, Lord, use me. How will you like it when somebody comes to you and he tells you, come, I want to use you? Will you be excited about that? Because use me, it smacks like, you're being used for whatever thing, and then maybe your real self is not well catered for. And that is not what God is in for. He's not in for people being used to do powerful things and all that. He doesn't put service to God before sanctification. Because the Holy Spirit within you is for sanctification. And that is God's first priority. Internal service. Than the Holy Spirit upon you, which is for service. External works.
So kwankran so wawuda. Ozi ye juma obiare hu. Lemo susun kwankran tsuma. Otso wuhu. Na masofre chain de nyankopon obotuma obi botuma yen senchezin senchege pi na nyipokro no kwono ho a ohu na waka che na awuna minyimu na waka de razimazi wusini ye senchezin pi yembaka de onyimen osana susun kwankro na owono do no na ozi ye de minjumezi na emmom na kasa no mo awoda otso no ozi ma nyankopon ne ze wanye ho adwuma.
Tell the person sitting by you that person is not really a New Testament person.
He
is an extension of an Old Testament that God was dissatisfied with, for which he said that I will cause my spirit not to be upon you only, but more importantly, to be within you.
Na eyi ye mane yankopon ampia wo oye apam dado no mu de sunsun kwankro no obetena wo donkoten na emmo me yamepie na sunsun kwankro no obetena wo mu na wa ye dwumezi sronko.
Romans chapter 8.
Romans ni tia wotwe.
What is saying the Holy Spirit within us? What is in need for us that we have to be masters of if we should have the spirit of the New Testament?
Na ebazi na wo sunsun kwankro no mu a ode YouTube ye wea wo ho te do oye apam fufuri no mu Christian fo.
Romans chapter 8 and then verse 15.
Romans ntia wo twene yim de num.
The first thing I want you to understand is that the Holy Spirit within you witnesses that you are a son of God.
Na mozi kan yi de sunsun kwankro no ate wo mu no ono na ochre de eyanyame ne bampa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 8 verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, that is the spirit of sonship, adopted as sons, sonship, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are sons of God or children of God.
Na mayamina asami chanyi de, nyankupo na amehen akuwa sunsum, na emu wa amehen eba sunsum ayetu mitiye mefrene de eja. Na damino oza adansi wa sunsum na wande, no kwar ye nyamina mba.
If you have accepted Jesus as your Lord, and personal savior, then you receive the spirit of sonship, whereby the spirit of God witnesses to your human spirit that you are a son of God. And that is one of the most important work of the Holy Spirit within us in this New Testament.
For Jesus Christ, I walk around a white junk one. And you know, Zikano or Desi Pefede, and young coupon about Chim, may when I say, for Jesus Christ, I walk around a white junk one. So some quo crano or bet snow mo, the young coupon offer with an abba.
Can we all say the Son of God?
Yameneba.
Yeah, the Son of God is the highest title, it is higher than pastor, apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher, it is the highest title God confess.
Na so wa frode yankupon na ba. Masofori chindo no mu yeduru sin titles aboda pia. Owo wiazi mo san de nyamina kasa na banyo.
But we don't like that title.
Na mo be yi yempye.
We like prophet.
Yep, odifu noraban.
And we like bishop and archbishop.
Bishop, na archbishop is in aboda na yepe.
We like deacon, elder, whatever. And we have put down Son of God. What the Holy Spirit within you is witnessing, not that you are a prophet or you are a bishop, but that you are a son of God. You have put that one down. Hey, how can you do that?
Na nyankopon na otie emu nsusu nkwankwa na otie emu no ono na oza dance de nyankopon na ba na abezini na oyede na no mu yeduru ye pa da wo ba frode nyame ne ba nko kama nkuti anka wuzini po foto ncha no won frode son of God and a daughter of God.
Satan is more disturbed by the title Son of God than archbishop.
Abonsam osro nyame ne benyi senada wo ba frode archbishop po.
It's true. If you read when God said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased, Satan got disturbed because God witnessed of his son that you are my son and I am pleased with you. Satan said, if you are the son of God, command.
Na impo, my yankupon itiye mekade, eyi modoba oso menua, le wonte, no. Abon samite modoba no. Na adwunu bo mu kra na ohumo anya no osane de nyankopon ankasa atie maka de ne benyi na wontin.
He said to him again, if you are the son of God, throw yourself down.
Na bon same kache Jesus de sese eye nyame ne ba to wuchin from ha.
You know, because he got disturbed by that title.
Osane de da masam no oyaze oho no pa.
It is the most powerful title you can have on earth.
So wa fro nyame ne ba oyaye izine bia no mu yedru ye wa sa.
The Bible says that behold the manner of love that the Father has loved us, that we in this New Testament should be called the sons of God.
Amen. Na Bible mo chen de yenhwe edo a Jesus Christ yakopon oza adonyen de wa fro hen nyame ne ba.
Because Abraham is a great man.
Osan Abraham no yimpa kese.
I'm killing sacred cows now. Moses is a great man.
Moses so no yimpa kese.
Elijah is a great man.
Elijah so no yimpa kese.
Elisha is a great man.
Elisha so da mara.
But he was never a son of God.
Emom no wanya nyame ne mba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were just servants of God.
Wa yankwafo na yankopon osuma hwan.
Whom the Spirit of God came upon. The Spirit of God never lived within Moses. He never lived within Abraham. He never lived within Elisha. The Spirit of God lives inside of us.
Amen. Na damon nkwafo asofo abubo wo zini nyinara no na waye enko anyankopo no onye woni ye adwuma na emo na susun kwankro no onti wo mu susun kwankro no otwe odo.
God said that it's not servants that I want around. It's not people who are just doing signs and wonders that I want around. I want to live inside of them. So I will bring my son out. And when my son comes, they will receive the spirit of my son. So that they can also be called sons. We are sons because Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
And Jesus is living in us.
Amen. Yeah, yeah, emba o son of Jesus Christ and yankupon ba na Jesus Christ so otiemu.
Moses and all those powerful heroes in the Old Testament, they were not sons of God.
Now Moses and Kwafa Kasaka say Abu Bozinara, them as of us, no one yam number.
They were faithful, anointed servants of God.
Why Kwafa no way no qualify and coupon was run our world.
But that is not the priority of God. He says, I want sons. I want people who are transformed within. I want people who are sanctified within. That is why we are so thankful and grateful for Jesus. Because Jesus in you makes you greater than he who is in the world.
Amen. Osana Jesus Christ atumu no omeye kasese nia owo wiase.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to understand that in this time that we are living in, God is one more time reviving the revelation of sonship. If you read Romans chapter 8, the Bible says that the whole of creation is travailing and waiting not for prophets, not for apostles, not for archbishops or bishops or anointed people or the Holy Spirit upon them. They are waiting for the manifestations of the sons, the mature children of God.
Into Yankopan, Waya upon Fufri and Umi, another embryo Yawami, Yankopan and Shisha prophets, Anshisha evangelists, Anshisha bishops, and archbishop, May Yankopan or Shisha son Quinide, open your emba, Oba from one emba.
So I don't want you to downplay the fact that you are a son of God. Because God is going to reveal sons. And that one is not limited to some five-fold ministry. He says, I'm going to send my children everywhere. And I'm going to manifest them as children of God. I want you to know that if you accept Jesus, you are a son of God. And the spirit of adoption, the spirit of his son is living in you. And that is the greatest title God ever confers upon you. A son of God means that you have power. The Bible says that he gave them power to become sons of God. There is power in your life. I said there is power in your life. Because he gives you power to become a son of God. That is why when the devil was trying to test Jesus to see whether he was a true son of God, he asked him, if you are the son of God, command. Because sons of God are endowed with power to command.
Jesus Christ
If you are a son of God, I want you to know that you are a principality. John chapter 10 says that you are a God, small g. And all of you are children of the Most High God. Jesus is the only person who quoted that scripture. In John 10:35 or so. And he added that, and the scriptures
cannot be broken. There is nothing that will break the scripture that you are a son of God with power. You are a principality. And wherever the sole of your feet tread,
amen,
you can have influence,
amen,
and you can command,
amen,
you can rule in that place.
He
told the people who didn't have a powerful covenant, he told them that wherever the sole of your feet shall tread, that have I given to you. I want to tell you in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you in the name of Jesus that there is a place that God has made you a prince. And when you get to that place, I tell you, it's like a fish that has been put into water. You are in your element. You are in charge. You are in control. You have influence there. You command. Then you show that you are a son of God. Because a sign of a son of God is that you command stones to become bread, things that are not edible, things that are not useful, so to speak, you can turn it around by the word of power.
Na baby as one mom best them young couple can wapam that don't no mono. Okay, so Joshua non crafon de baby arrows and anamon bestini biara or bayanizen. Demi young coupon cashin and yimbi wa bra offering and de yamba or send us a yamba. Na young coupon mo to make a sida bia awo biara no able to ezin yin woho. Now or shad shadow or sedan nama as an atun sum in sum na num obo to waye bibiara pado ye no what to mwa yen ye. Into a fro young coupon ba na bia ewo biara no.
God is manifesting his kingdom sense. These are not religious people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You came from heaven to earth.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.